W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No let-up in the House Republican effort to dig up impeachable dirt on President Biden.
The House Oversight Committee will hear from Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis, two former associates of Hunter Biden, who plan to testify about how they saw the then-vice president helping his son in his work. It's a charge the White House has strongly denied. Democrats on the committee have called Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, who's expected to speak of GOP efforts to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Texas still cannot enforce its law authorizing local authorities to arrest and deport individuals they suspect of being in the U.S. illegally. The Supreme Court ruled Texas could, while the law could enforce it during an appeal. Later, an appeals court ruled Texas cannot. Argument set for today. The city of Chicago suing Glock, asserting the gunmaker is selling semi-automatic handguns that can be easily converted to fully automatic. This is ABC News. ABC's Mike Dubusky says scientific journals are the latest unexpected place where artificial intelligence is cropping up.
Phrases commonly associated with AI text generators, things like as of my last knowledge update or here is a possible introduction to your topic, are appearing in academic research papers. An analysis from 404 Media finds the words appear in more than 100 recently published papers, covering topics from lithium batteries to quantum entanglement. But the report also notes they may mainly appear in pay-to-print journals, which promise to publish pretty much anything for a fee. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Shop Talk, ABC News partner ESPN, and the college football playoff announced a nearly $8 million deal, giving the network exclusive rights to the expanded postseason through 2031, with the national championship game moving to ABC starting in 2026. The conferences agreed to at least a 12-game playoff starting in 2026. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mike Clemens.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving, get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Tune in Wednesday for a hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Speaker Robin Voss is endorsing Donald Trump, the humanity. Tune in 4 to 6 statewide.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and colder today. We'll get to 32 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the northwest at 15 to 20. Tonight, we'll drop to 16 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 36 with snow likely tomorrow night into Friday. There could be a couple, maybe a few inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
If you need to know about farming, then you need to know Pam Jahnke. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Changing weather on the horizon, and a lot of Wisconsin farmers are talking about it. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke on a Wednesday morning. Yeah, you know, we had so much warmth through the winter months that plants are not necessarily acting as normal as they would if we had a routine Wisconsin winter. Coming up in just a moment, you're going to hear what our Wisconsin cranberry growers are doing to try to prepare for the changing weather and protect the crop of 2024. Stick around for all that. Like I said, weather-wise, things are changing. We'll talk details with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, in just a little bit. The nice part about the forecast today is we'll have sunshine, but it's not going to be very warm. 36 is our expected high, and watch out for the winds coming out of the northwest, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, 39 degrees. And then Thursday night going into Friday, that's when we see that changing precipitation move in. By Friday, we're expecting morning snow. Some of you could get measurable snow, 38 the expected high on Friday. Saturday, sunshine, 35, but then Sunday, another bout of precipitation coming in. Depending on where you are and the temperatures, could be rain, could be snow. We'll get a better handle on these evolving weather patterns when we talk to Stu Muck in just a little bit. I do want to remind you, the National Weather Service continuing to ask for citizen scientists to be involved in reporting actual rainfall that lands in your area. This morning, we are targeting some key geographies that have either zero rainfall reporters or very few. Today, we would like people that are in Green Lake, Calumet, Jackson, Juneau, Marquette, Clark, and Adams County to all think about getting involved with the National Weather Service. You can find details online, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. March Madness continues. That's if you're a basketball fan. If you're a food fan, Ashley Hagenow has her own March brackets to talk about. She's on the way with Charity Seebecker in a moment.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The month of March is well known for sports, filled with basketball games, March Madness brackets, and the fun of picking your favorite teams against family and friends just to see who has the best bracket and who's going to go farther than others. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And 76 Allison Dairyland Ashley Hagenow says that you can make these celebrations complete, or maybe it's the losses in case your bracket isn't as good as others. You can still make these celebrations complete with Wisconsin dairy products.
So here in America's Dairyland, we are known for our cheeses. So much so, in fact, that we are recognized all over the world for our cheese production. But closer to home, Wisconsin produces right around 25% of the nation's supply of cheese. And our cheese production is double that of any other state in the country. And in Wisconsin, our cheese production and our recognition for our cheese is truly in part thanks to our master and licensed cheesemakers. Here in our state, we have nearly 1,200 licensed cheesemakers who produce over 600 varieties, styles, and types of cheese. And our cheeses win more awards than any other part of the world. So this month, we have a unique spin on Wisconsin cheese, and that's tying in the joys of March Madness. So during the month of March, as under our Alice in Dairyland Wisconsin Cheese campaign, we have our Wisconsin Artisan Cheese Bracket. So just like you might have your favorite sports teams, now we can determine which cheeses are our favorite as part of this cheese bracket this month. So lots of special things when it comes to celebrating Wisconsin cheese, and there are so many varieties to choose from.
So give us a taste then of Wisconsin cheese, and how do you like to enjoy them?
So starting with cheese spreads are blends of natural cheeses, and we mix in some other ingredients that might be meats, fruits, vegetables, maybe some seasonings and spices. And cheese spreads can be enjoyed on crackers. I like spreading it out on a sandwich, or a really yummy recipe with cheese spreads is adding them to mac and cheese. It's all about the cheese when it comes to cheese spreads, and these are made with semi-hard or semi-soft cheeses, and you can actually craft your own cheese spreads at home. And the other cheese is Colby Jack. So this cheese was born in the town of Colby, Wisconsin, and it's a very mild and versatile cheese. It might often be referred to as Colby Monterey Jack or even Kojak, and this cheese especially loves to be melted. So I really enjoy it on nachos, maybe over a baked potato, but you can also enjoy it all on its own. Maybe add it to a cheese board, mix it in with a salad, put it on a sandwich. You can use this cheese in so many ways. I also love melting it into a sauce or maybe a soup to add a really creamy and rich flavor to a lot of different foods.
So if I'm out at the grocery store and I want to find Wisconsin cheese specifically, or even just other Wisconsin dairy products, how do I know the difference if it's from Wisconsin or maybe somewhere else?
You can tell that a Wisconsin dairy product is produced here in the state by looking for that Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge or that Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge. This will be found on cheese packaging and dairy product packaging, and that badge certifies that that cheese product, milk, ice cream, whatever the case may be, has been made and processed here in Wisconsin. You can also look for the number 55 on milk packaging to help you know that that milk has been processed here in the state of Wisconsin. And when it comes to our Proudly Wisconsin badge, this is a great way to know that you are supporting our state's dairy industry and local farmers and processors when you find that badge at a grocery store or other retail location.
And if I want to learn more about the different types of Wisconsin cheese, you said there are over 600 types varieties. So maybe I want to just go through and start trying them all, because I know I have not tried all 600 yet, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners haven't either. Where can we go to find a little bit more about them?
I also should make it a goal to try all of the varieties of cheese here in Wisconsin. But if you would like to learn more about Wisconsin cheese and the dairy industry here in Wisconsin, since Wisconsin dairy is the economic engine of our state, contributing $45.6 billion annually to our state's economy, you can head on over to wisconsincheese.com. That is the amazing website put together by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They are our state's dairy checkoff organization, and they have tons of information when it comes to Wisconsin's dairy industry, our master cheesemakers and all the cheese companies here in Wisconsin. And also, they have lots and lots of recipes that feature Wisconsin dairy. So again, that website is wisconsincheese.com.
And when I think March Madness, I'm thinking basketball, of course. I'm a big sports fanatic. So you guys are also kind of supporting something within that March Madness. Take me through what that is.
In the month of March, we've referenced March Madness, and certainly basketball comes to mind. I was a basketball player in high school, and this sport holds a near place and special place in my heart. And chocolate milk is the official beverage of the WIAA in general, because a low-fat glass of chocolate milk aids in muscle recovery and is a great treat to enjoy after an intense workout or basketball game or other sporting event. And when we consume chocolate milk and other dairy products, we are again supporting our state's dairy farmers farmers and the hard work that goes into producing these top quality dairy products. We would love to see you toasting chocolate milk this month and really all year long, because when we purchase and consume Wisconsin dairy products, it's driving demand for dairy here in Wisconsin and across the nation, and it's supporting our state's dairy farmers and processors. I too love a glass of chocolate milk at any time of day, especially as I'm traveling across Wisconsin and after a workout. It's delicious, it's nutritious, and we're supporting our state's dairy industry when consuming this product.
Once again, that was 76 Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hagenau along with us. So whether your team makes it to that Final Four or even the championship game, or maybe not, but personally, I sure hope our Badgers can make it pretty far in the tournament. Celebrate accordingly with Wisconsin Dairy Products. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. I'm feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the four state area.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, get to know the City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson a little bit better. Don't miss it, 2 to 4 p.m. this Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Maybe disappointed, but not surprised. But still, it's going to mean more work for a lot of our Wisconsin farmers if they've got livestock. This is a time of year when a lot of our beef cows are starting to calve, and many of them are outside. Farmers are going to have to step up their game with snow on the horizon. And they're not alone. Wisconsin cranberry growers are also paying attention to changing weather conditions. One of those is Rochelle Beagle Hoffman. She's the owner of Rooted in Red Cranberry. She's up in Wisconsin Rapids, and she tells us a little bit more about the cranberry plant itself and tidbits you might not realize about the cranberry.
Springtime is a little bit of a transitional period. Cranberry plants are perennial, so that means they don't get planted every year. So they are a plant that gets planted and can keep producing cranberries for over 100 years. So in the wintertime, after they're harvested, they go dormant. So you go from that really beautiful green, vibrant color, and they go to a really, really kind of dark burgundy purple color when they're going through their dormancy stage. So kind of through the winter and springtime, they're still dormant. And so we are kind of in that transition period as far as dormancy. And then in the springtime, our cranberries are kind of starting to wake up.
Yeah, the catch is that because of the warmer temperatures that we experienced over the past couple of weeks, those cranberry bushes have woke up a little early, so the vines were more active than Rochelle would normally see. And that means that now is time to mitigate the risk, and they use a couple different tools to try to make sure those vines are protected.
Normally, when we are thinking about our springtime, we are looking at our ice and our water and how we can kind of protect that cranberry bud for the upcoming season. So cranberries, interestingly, have a bud on the tip of the upright, and that is actually formed kind of at the end of the fall season. And we have to protect that bud all winter and through the springtime so that it doesn't get damaged and it can have some growth and then cranberries on it for the upcoming season. So it's really important in the colder temperatures that we're doing some frost protection and temperature protection of those cranberry buds. And that really comes into play kind of during that springtime.
Yeah, no kidding. Rochelle Beagle Hoffman, owner of Rooted in Red Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids, schooling us a little bit on cranberries. Time to talk about that weather. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us for our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. I did not know that cranberry vines could produce for 100 years. That caught me. I guess I did know they were sensitive to temperatures. But one thing about this storm that's coming in, Stu, you know, we're going to get snow. That's fine. That's moisture. But to Rochelle's point about temperatures, you know, they haven't had frost freeze for ice protection like they normally would in the marshes.
Right. Yeah, we've been mild for so long. I guess maybe the good news is here, Pam, is as snow is going to move on into Wisconsin, those temperatures will indeed become a little more moderate.
Right.
You know, getting back up into the upper 30s or 40 in the daytime, not drastically cold, not single digits at night.
Yeah.
Maybe that helps a little bit, but yeah, we're still in a swing of cold air that we haven't seen for a while.
Well, and I'm thinking if we do get snow, and now, you know, every time I turn around, they're telling me different amounts of snow. But I would guess that maybe snow could be viewed as an insulation around those buds, huh?
I would expect that, yeah. Should build in, give it a little protection. That's probably something that should help them out in the long run. And I think we can all think it's a helper. We need some moisture. And what we're going to see here is low pressure is going to drop out of Montana and Wyoming and drop down towards southern South Dakota, northern Nebraska, and head on into Iowa. That should all happen as we head toward Thursday and into late Thursday night, if you will. And it will bring precipitation. Forecast maps still painting snow over Wisconsin. And like I talked about yesterday, maybe pushing it a little further northeast, southeast Minnesota, into western, central, and eastern Wisconsin. And in that area right now, forecast maps are indicating some 3 to 6 inch amounts of snow. Fortunately enough, we don't have those 50 mile per hour winds with it, so we aren't going to have a whole lot of blowing, but it's going to be some wet and heavier snow, I expect, as we head toward Thursday and into Friday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
At Compure Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
All right, Stu, let's talk about this storm coming in. I guess today the item that's going to impress you is the wind.
Yeah, the wind stays strong today. Our Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast, sunny today and trying to moderate somewhat, mid-30s I would expect for highs, with the northwest winds 5 to 15, gust to 25, 30 as well, especially western and central Wisconsin, more windy yet today. And tonight, clouds begin to roll in. We fall toward the upper teens. Northwest winds become northeast 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy skies develop for Thursday. Ahead of that low will be in the upper 30s. East winds becoming south as that system approaches, 5 to 10. And then Thursday night and Friday, snow in southern Wisconsin, especially southwest. Maybe a little more rain trying to mix in with snow. Temps closer to 40 on Friday with that precipitation. Southeast winds becoming north. And like I said, Pam, I'd say La Crosse, Mauston, Madison, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and maybe not quite so much at Milwaukee, 3 to 6 inches, and kind of wet and sloppy all the way through the state.
All right. Okay, that's enough of that. We will talk more about the details tomorrow, okay?
Absolutely.
Stumach, our Hague meteorologist, with the weather details we all knew could still come back around. It's brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compeer.com. Don't forget, visit our website as well, MidwestFarmReport.com, for more.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Jahnke here with the Midwest Farm Report, live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do is use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not crazy a dehumidifier, John. What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No let-up in the House Republican effort to dig up impeachable dirt on President Biden.
The House Oversight Committee will hear from Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis, two former associates of Hunter Biden, who plan to testify about how they saw the then-vice president helping his son in his work. It's a charge the White House has strongly denied. Democrats on the committee have called Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, who's expected to speak of GOP efforts to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Texas still cannot enforce its law authorizing local authorities to arrest and deport individuals they suspect of being in the U.S. illegally. The Supreme Court ruled Texas could, while the law could enforce it during an appeal. Later, an appeals court ruled Texas cannot. Argument set for today. The city of Chicago suing Glock, asserting the gun maker is selling semi-automatic handguns that can be easily converted to fully automatic. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had some harsh words for the organizers of the attempt to kick him out of office. He spoke about the recall effort at a WisPolitics luncheon Tuesday.
You call these organizers whack jobs.
Yep.
Morons. Who else do you think are whack jobs and morons?
It's a pretty small number, but the people who did this, whack jobs and morons.
While the petitioners failed to get enough signatures to trigger a recall election under Voss's current maps, they may have enough under his new maps. The state Supreme Court is deciding which maps they need to use and are asking for arguments from all sides to be filed by Thursday. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Churio gets the job. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Journal Sentinel says Jackson Churio is expected to start in center field when the Brewers open the season in New York against the Mets next week Thursday. The 20-year-old signed an 8-year deal worth $82 million. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, center field, we've got some great options. Churio as talented as anybody in that position.
Churio would become the third youngest center fielder ever to start on opening day in the majors in 124 years. NFL, Yosh Nyman, no longer a Packer. The 6'7" offensive lineman lost his job at left tackle when Packers coordinator Adam Stenovich had this to say last September.
Yeah, right now he's a backup tackle for us. Football's a very competitive sport, and some guys rise to that competition and some guys don't.
Nyman has signed a 2-year deal with Carolina. College basketball, March Madness begins tonight. Tonight with four games, over 50 million Americans expected to fill out a bracket. The odds of getting them all right, 1 in 9 quintillion. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, it's John Mine. On Wednesday's show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us to talk about healthy living. Mine on the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and colder today. We'll get to 32 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the northwest at 15 to 20. Tonight, we'll drop to 16 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 36 with snow likely tomorrow night into Friday. There could be a couple, maybe a few inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving, get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Anki.
Spreading farm information and occasionally manure. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, and as a farm kid, if you're spread manure today, you better know which direction the wind is coming from because it is going to be strong. Morning again, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke. Welcome back in. Yeah, sunshine on the way today, but it's going to be chilly. 36 our expected high. Winds today, though, could gust out of the northwest up to 20 miles an hour. So that's going to take that temperature even lower. Tomorrow, cloudy skies in 39 as we prepare for changing precipitation. Friday morning, we'll start to see snow around the area. Some of it's going to be measurable. 38 are expected high on Friday. Sunshine on Saturday, 35, but then more rain, snow mixed on Sunday, 41 degrees. All the more reason why you need to be careful if you're planning on putting those nutrients out on those farm fields today. So today is the 20th day of March. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1958, an angry mob torched serial killer Ed Gein's home in Plainfield, Wisconsin. Why did they do it? Well, there were rumors that the house was going to be purchased on an auction and reopened for tourism. They didn't want that to happen, so a mob torched Ed Gein's house in Plainfield, Wisconsin on this day back in 1958. On this day in 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe published her novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin. They say that was kind of the scene that set up the American Civil War back on this date, 1852. On this day in 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were married. And happy birthday to Spike Lee, 67 today. Actress Holly Hunter is 66. And now you know. It's a Wednesday, and that means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. You know how to spell it, STEFFES group.com. You're going to find all the auctions online at your fingertips. Don't forget about their price app that is also available on that website. If you want to try to keep track on a particular type of equipment or a particular purchase, you know, parcel number, that will help you do it. You say, I don't like the internet, Pam. I want to talk to somebody. Well, they're happy to accommodate you there as well. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group back along with us, bouncing across the countryside. You said, just like our weather, things are hitting full speed a little early this year with all the auction action, huh?
Yeah, we truly are. I mean, this is prime time for us in the next 3 weeks. I think we have 60 auctions to conduct, so several per day, but just a lot of good farm retirements just starting right off this afternoon even that something you want to take a look at. And then, you know, for those of the guys that are looking for some construction items, I would say probably somewhere between 10 and 20% of our auctions that are this spring on the books are going to be just construction-focused only.
Well, and that's still, that applies to both farms as well as agribusiness. How is the volume looking, Ashley, as far as interest in all these sales?
Yeah, you know, the volume is still completely off the charts because, you know, there's still not that much inventory out there, so there's strong buying. The price of new equipment is so high, it's keeping these used prices up. And, you know, as long as it's got utility left, there's value there.
Right, right. Again, Ashley Hewen, along with us from the Steffes Group. I remind you, if you want to talk to them and think about getting your auction lined up, you better do it sooner as opposed to later. 800-726-8609, or as we said, steffesgroup.com. And if they want to talk to you face-to-face, they're going to have an opportunity coming up at the end of the month. Hi, Ashley?
Yeah, we're going to be at the farm show in Oshkosh there next week. Last week we were in Eau Claire, so we're kind of crossing the state here trying to hit all the farm shows.
Excellent. Yeah, and that's a really a good place for people that want to see face-to-face the folks that are going to be behind all the action. A good place to be. Are you exhibiting then? They should look you up once they get there?
Yeah, we'll definitely have a booth there. You know, we'll have our catalogs out. And we take a lot of questions from people that are past buyers or sellers or somebody wants to get registered on the internet. We can help them out as we're there.
You know, the other thing I've learned is people do not want to take for granted or make assumptions about how the Steffes Group conducts their auctions. You guys have a very specific system that works very well for both buyer and seller.
Yeah, we really do. And, you know, not all auctions are the same. You know, every single one has a custom approach to how much work is going to be involved. It's completely targeted specifically down to each item on your auction. So that's quite a bit different than just a broad stroke of throwing an ad in the paper or something like that. So definitely give us a call. You know, it always starts with that conversation at the dinner table.
Right, exactly. And now, like he said, they are going to be a part of the WPS Farm Show. That's going to be at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh, and that comes up on March 26th through the 28th. So plan on seeing those folks there. Ashley Hewen along with us on a Wednesday from the Steffes Group. Again, that website's a great place to get some idea on the scope of auctions that the Steffes Group manages. That's Steffes Group. .com, or again, that 800 number if you want to call and talk to someone, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on April 5th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form. That's now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
It's that time of the year again. Time to enjoy an Easter ham. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for my friends at Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online, BavariaSausage.com. I tell you what, if you haven't been in the store lately, step on in. It's got a whole new look, and that goes for what you're seeing in the showcase as well. Yes, the Easter hams are ready to go. You can place your order anytime, but also keep an eye on the display cases. New products being developed as we speak that combine the old world authentic flavor you've come to love along with some new product twist-ups that are being developed in the Bavaria Sausage Kitchen. It's exciting to watch and exciting to enjoy. Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or again, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Experience a surprise. BavariaSausage.com. Tell them the Farm Babe sent you.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Some good news from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. They said Wisconsin banks are pretty healthy, or at least they were in the third quarter of 2023. What 2024 holds in store is anybody's guess right now. We're keeping an eye on farm loans, which increased year over year by better than 10%. Farmers trying to upgrade equipment, make capital improvements, but we are concerned about the direction commodity prices are going. Elsa Condon is with Nicolet National Bank. She says the farm economy right now is looking at lower commodity prices while input costs remain about the same. She says a lot of farms are looking at trying to find new income streams. And one of those is vertical integration.
On the vertical integration side, I probably have more people going that route where they're able to take advantage of, say, a younger generation's mechanical education and acumen and start doing more of the repairs or rebuilds, or I'm going to buy this type of tractor or truck, but I'm going to retrofit it into being this for our manure or our chopping, things like that. Really making that shop on the farm turn into a tremendous profit center.
Elsa Condon, she is with Nicolet National Bank. She said aside from vertical integration, farms that are in the right location are also looking to capitalize on farmstead processing, selling their meat, their cheese, or ice cream products like that directly to consumers. Well, markets this morning in Chicago are definitely going to encourage that outside-the-box thinking right now. December corn's down a penny and a half at 471. November beans are up a penny at 1182. July wheat's down 7 at 560. Yesterday in Chicago, literally no change on barrel or block cheese prices or AA butter. Class 3, which is the milk that goes into cheese, April contracts are up 9 cents at 1638. The May milk up a nickel at 1675 a hundredweight. Looking for Wisconsin's best beef burger. That's what the Wisconsin Beef Council is doing right now. Tammy Voss and their executive director is joining us with the message next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Coming up Wednesday on Nat Nair On Air, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski joins the show at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Wisconsin Best Beef Burger campaign that is underway. We've talked about it a couple times here on the show. It's hosted by the Wisconsin Beef Council, and basically they're asking anybody across the state of Wisconsin, restaurant owners included, to nominate their favorite best beef burger. Joining us now is Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, where your beef and that's dairy too, checkoff dollars are invested. So Tammy, this campaign is going really, really well, but we do want to emphasize that anybody that wants to enter a burger has to make sure it's 100% beef burger, right?
Right. So that is our top priority. It does have to be a 100% beef burger that is nominated. And yeah, the nomination page, we're basically just asking for your email address and then the restaurant that you go to when looking for that to fill your favorite burger crave. So it is just, it's real easy to do. Our nominations are open through March 24th. So just a few days left, but because it is so easy to do, you can, you know, folks can certainly keep that up through that point in time. And then we will close nominations and find the 8 restaurants in Wisconsin that have had the most nominations, who will then be judged by a secret panel of individuals who get that pleasure of trying all of those delicious burgers.
Yeah, and ultimately, everybody's, it's like brackets. Everybody's thinking brackets these days. You want to be in that top bracket and end up the kind of one of the champions, right?
That's right. Yep, we're calling them our Elite Eight. And as those judges travel across the state of Wisconsin during the month of April, they'll be scoring the burgers, really basing it, of course, on taste, the appearance and presentation of the burger, if it's properly cooked, and just the overall eating enjoyment from the establishment that they are visiting. And then on May 1st, we will be naming the Wisconsin's best burger to kick off our May Beef Month celebrations here in Wisconsin.
Wonderful. Again, Tammy Vossett along with us. If you're trying to figure out how you can nominate one of your best beef burgers that you enjoy, just go to beeftips.com and you'll notice it right on the homepage. You might have to wait for the screen to advance or something like that, but go to beeftips.com and you'll find all the information there. Is there any other tab they should be looking for, Tammy?
The other thing they can do is on beeftips.com, if they scroll to the very bottom of the page under events, you'll see the burger contest details as well.
Beautiful. Yes, I see it as well. So there you go, folks. A couple different ways that you can stay engaged in the process and enjoy a burger while you do it. Tammy, let's talk a little bit more about some of the upcoming events that the Wisconsin Beef Council is engaged with. It's not just about us enjoying our burgers. It's also about making sure everybody in the community gets a chance to enjoy great beef. Explain some of the other campaigns that you're working on right now.
Absolutely. So kicking off today, actually, on March 20th, we have a T-shirt sale program that will be going live. And the purpose of these shirt sales is to continue to provide support to Feeding Wisconsin here within our state. They, of course, provide food for those in need to all 72 counties across our state. So these T-shirt sales will be open through April 2nd. Folks can also go to our website at beeftips.com to find the link to the store to go through and buy those shirts. But what we are offering are short sleeve, long sleeve, and sweatshirts. And the saying on those is you can't live life on an empty stomach. And then we've got a graphic of a beef animal on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. So this is something, folks, statewide you can support and know that the efforts, the money that you're spending on that merchandise stays right here in Wisconsin. Again, as we said, they're opening it up today. So watch for that at beeftips.com. Any minimum, maximum order that we need to think about, Tammy? How long will they take maybe to get to us? And then what should we maybe be doing with them to raise more awareness?
Sure. Well, there is no minimum or maximum order. So all of that is just pretty turnkey to be able to go onto that website and order the T-shirts. Again, they will be open through April 2nd. And of course, will be shipped to everyone after those orders are closed. But what we hope to do is that folks will have those in hand by May so that they can also be promoting May Beef Month across the state.
Right, right. That's where we're training our eye right now, getting ready for May Beef Month in Wisconsin. Tammy Vossett along with us. Let me refresh your memory if you're just joining us. First of all, now is the time to nominate your favorite Wisconsin best beef burger. It's easy to do. I've submitted a couple myself. All you have to do is go to beeftips.com. If you go all the way to the bottom of their page and see events, you'll see the beef burger contest right there. And I want to remind those restaurants restaurants out there, Tammy. I guess they can self-nominate as well. You've got a bunch of support materials that they could be using within their restaurants right now.
Yes, we do, and I'm glad you brought that up, Pam, because we do have marketing materials that can also be downloaded from our website for restaurants themselves so that the restaurant can be encouraging their patrons as they're coming through the door to enjoy a burger to nominate that individual restaurant for the contest. So trying to make this be as easy as possible for everyone to participate so we can really honor and recognize those best burgers across our state.
Have you gotten any? I know that you had like 600 entries the very first day, Tammy. Is the momentum continuing?
It is continuing, yeah. So we're, what, I think about 3 weeks into the campaign here now. And when I checked yesterday, there were over 3,500 nominations that had come in. So it's been really fun to watch that.
Well, how cool. That is an example of how much we love our Wisconsin best beef burgers. Tammy Vossett along with us, the executive director of the folks that are coming up with those creative ideas with your beef checkoff dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, remember their goal, research, education, and promotion with the checkoff dollars that you contribute. And remember, dairy producers, that's you as well. Also, thank our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association for coming along in support of all the efforts of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Get all the details you're looking for on that beef burger or those T-shirt orders online at beeftips.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Compensating farmers for helping to get carbon under control, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. If we want farmers to help fix the carbon and climate problem, we need to address their costs for doing so. Conservation ag practices like planting cover crops, changing tillage methods, and soil health enhancements cost money. The Des Moines, Iowa company Echo Engineers looked into the matter for the Renewable Fuels Association, and Mark Heckman is with the company.
All farmers want to be sustainable. All farmers want to do more with less. I think it's the mission in life to work with others, collaborate, produce more crops, feed, fuel the nation as best as we can. And so the work that we're doing for the RFA is to really take a deep look at places where we can improve, places where we can monetize carbon in a statistically sound way that says this is good for the industry, it's good for the farms, and it's good for the consumer.
Heckman says these are all good things, but
it costs a lot of money to do it. But at the same time, it costs a lot of money also to keep track of it. So if there is a person bringing value to the proposition, that value should have compensation for it.
Heckman says addressing the carbon issue is a matter of using good science and keeping politics out of it. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, comedian Vince Moranto, and entrepreneur Kevin Williams. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going,
Get it moving. Get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.